It's now time to raid the letters column of the evening news. This week, a wide range of topics are raised by the readers, from award-winning car parks to drunken behaviour on the streets and many things in between.
With income less than expected, it seems that the award-winning Rose Lane car park in the city is not so rosy after all. Mr. N. Edmonds of Hopton thinks so, and he writes, "It is hardly surprising that despite being named Best New Car Park of 2017, the new Rose Lane car park is generating less income than the council predicted. The new car park location is inconvenient, especially for city centre shopping, and when trying to leave on Rose Lane, and is expensive to use in comparison to other nearby car parks. I guess that although the judges appear to have chosen the car park based on the provision of bicycle racks, toilets and electric charging points, motorists choose a car park based on location and or cost."
In his recent ITV programme, Jeremy Kyle highlighted the problems of binge drinking at weekends in so many parts of the country. The majority of the report was filmed in Norwich, and Norfolk resident June Rose feels that irresponsible drinkers mar our fine city. She writes, "I admire Jeremy Kyle's determination to highlight problems that are prevalent in cities around the country. The latest TV film revealed excessive alcohol consumption found to be the case on Norwich's Prince of Wales Road. Impressive is the work of paramedics, the SOS bus volunteers and other voluntary helpers who give up their weekends especially to care for drunk and vulnerable young people, some of whom need hospital treatment. Norwich is a beautiful city and it's really sad that the behaviour of drinkers, especially on Prince of Wales Road, mars that image. Perhaps increased policing and cooperation from bars and clubs in the area would relieve helpers such as paramedics to assist other citizens, young and old, who need emergency care. The danger, especially with young women who drink too much alcohol, is that it makes them vulnerable to unwelcome attention. Maybe some of the responsibility for the very young drinkers should be with their parents or guardians."
Elsewhere in this edition, we report of additional 20-mile-per-hour speed zones being introduced in the city. Reader David Ford of Salhouse thinks this may not be the way to go. He writes, "About the proposal for more 20-miles-per-hour speed limits, I feel this is not the best speed or the right answer for both safety and obeyance by motorists. It is nearly 100 years ago since the first 30-mile-per-hour limit was brought in, followed by 40, 50, 60 and 70 miles-per-hour over time. If the 20-mile-per-hour limit was raised to 25 miles-per-hour, safety would hardly be affected and it would be far more likely to be obeyed. The same thing applies to the higher limits. If they were all raised by 5 miles-per-hour to 35, 45, etc., they would again be more likely to be obeyed and the police could be far stricter with these new limits. Food for thought."
Norwich reader Mark Poynter, in his recent letter, has found that the colour of the purple crocus has another meaning, of which you may not be aware. He writes, "Beautiful carpets of crocus bulbs in our parks look spectacular at the moment, but here's something you may not know. Purple crocuses have been adopted by Rotary clubs around the world as part of their Purple for Polio campaign. The purple colour was chosen as it matched the dye painted on the fingers of children who have been immunised with the polio vaccine. Last week, Norwich Rotary Clubs had an afternoon tea at St Stephen's Church to raise funds for the Purple for Polio campaign as they pushed to eradicate polio. This collaboration and coordination of global polio vaccination has seen an estimated 350,000 polio cases in 1985, spread over more than 125 countries, drop to less than 50 new cases worldwide in just three countries, Pakistan, Afghanistan and Nigeria. Polio vaccinators have included many Norwich Rotary members, with cross-party support from local MPs and MEPs. So the next time you see a purple crocus, think of Rotary's ongoing commitment to vaccinate every last child to eradicate polio."
Hugh Gerard of Acle is looking to find old boys who were at his old school during the war years. He writes, "On Wednesday, April the 19th, the wartime group of Brackendale School old boys are meeting for their annual reunion lunch at Glen Lodge Golf Club in Borborough. Although our numbers are dwindling, there is still a core group of around 30 old boys who attended Brackendale School during the war years who much enjoy this annual get-together. We would welcome any old boys who were at the school during the 1940s to join us. Further details are available from Hugh Gerard, 1942 to 1950, on 01493 752 083. That's 01493 752 083.
That's all the letters for this week. Shortly, we will have our first feature about a Norwich band leader celebrating 30 years of making music in the city. But before that, some more news stories from Norwich.